This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves. This is the Friday night edition. We're kicking off hour number one of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Again, the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. Coming up tonight, we got a story about a woman who has been penalized by her homeowners association for a supporting the troops sign. She put a support the troops sign up in her front yard, and we'll talk about that and why it is that she should have to take that thing down. Also, Patriot Act has officially been renewed. You could possibly get pulled over for good driving, I believe, in Texas. And some crazy news. We actually mentioned Nevada's efforts last night to legalize marijuana. Well, they're working on that, and there's just an amazing story about the opposition, about the anti-drug people and what they're doing to try to put a stop to the legalization of marijuana in Nevada.
You know, it's the ends justify the means in these kind of circumstances.
It's utter desperation.
They'll say and do anything.
Johnson, what do you got on the way here tonight?
I've got a couple things, but one of the first things that I'd like to talk about is a little bit about video games and what the Held the Beast and... And Libra Monster want to do.
Never anything good when it comes to those two in video games. They are control freaks. So we'll definitely get to the details on that. And I think you had something about how smokers are possibly going to be banned from smoking outside now in some places in this country?
Yep, absolutely. In California, they want to try and put smokers in jail.
I'd like to start with that.
No, actually, technically, they say, oh, if you want to start with that, I'll just go right into
outrageous.
It. I'll go right into it. This is actually kind of a column. It was posted by a guy by the name of Jacob Sullum. It's a post.
Yeah, Reason. He works at Reason.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is from Reason Magazine.
Okay.
The title, we could put smokers in jail, but we have no plans to do so. Yesterday, and this is in Jacob's words, yesterday I got an email message from Michael Hafkin, a public information specialist for the city of Calabasas, offering a correction of my column about the town's new outdoor smoking ban. Please note that there is no possible jail time for a violation of the Comprehensive Secondhand Smoke Control Ordinance in the city of Calabasas. Penalties range from warnings, most cases, to a potential $500 fine for extreme, repeated, and willful violations. Violations are coded as infractions, not misdemeanors.
So he's saying there's no jail time. It's,
right.
They've got a new proposal, I guess, on the table to ban smoking.
Right. Well, Jacob wrote back, and he says, pointing out that the ordinance says, a violation of this ordinance shall constitute a misdemeanor punishable pursuant to Chapter 1.16 of this code, which specifies a penalty of up to 6 months in jail and a $1,000 fine unless the prosecutor determines to prosecute it as an infraction as authorized by Section 1.16010.
Wow.
Government speak. 10 hours later, I received this reply.
So Jacob wrote an article about this new proposed... It's a proposed ban. It hasn't passed yet, has it?
Right, right.
Okay, he wrote an article alerting everybody to this, banning outdoor smoking.
No, this, I believe, is in law already.
Really?
Yes. I believe this is already a law.
And so he pointed out in his article that there's jail time, that this is a misdemeanor. The bureaucrat who was behind it wrote back and said, no, there's no jail time. These are infractions.
But in fact, he wrote back and said, well, actually, the law says that there is.
And then
they wrote him back saying, well, you are correct regarding the ordinance text. I should have said that the city has publicly maintained that there are no plans to treat violations as misdemeanors.
That's so nice.
As is true of any violation of the city code, we have a broad range of remedies, ranging from administrative fines like parking tickets, which top out at $500, infractions, which also top out at $500, and full-blown misdemeanor prosecution.
Now, I wonder what happens if I get several infractions for smoking outdoors, which I do smoke sort of outdoors, usually on my porch. Mm-hmm. Maybe that qualifies. I don't know if I can smoke outdoors on my own property.
Well, he says, for the initial period of enforcement, the city only has plans on educating people about the ordinance and issuing warnings. In extreme situations such as repeated and willful violations, a fine may be levied as an infraction.
Right.
Well, my question here is when in fact I do get these infractions, because, you know, I'm not so sure that I would be motivated to quit smoking if just because they have this little law. Now, what happens if I decide, you know, I don't like the infractions either, and I'm not paying the fine?
Well, I
you'll go to jail.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's what it is.
The final point in this email back from the bureaucrat says, well, I guess my point, poorly made in my previous email, was that there are no foreseeable instances where the city would arrest people and put them in jail for smoking under this ordinance. I apologize for any confusion. So you would probably be one of those people that would end up in jail. This would be the foreseeable circumstance.
Well, the thing is, you know, they're tricky about this. Of course, no one will get arrested and put in jail for the smoking. They'll get a ticket for $100 for smoking outside. But then, if you, most smokers smoke, you know, pack and a half, 2 packs a day. I, in particular, smoke 1 cigar a day, but I'm pretty predictable about when I'm going to smoke it. So if you wanted to lay in wait for me, you could find me.
This is lunacy, though. They want people to not smoke outside.
It is lunacy, but what I'm saying is then they'll give you the ticket for $100. Well, I'm going to collect these tickets if one particular, like, suppose my next-door neighbor's a cop or snitches on me or whatever. I'm going to collect these tickets, and then I'm not going to pay them because it's my house.
Okay, let's actually talk about the actual ordinance. I pulled it up here. I pulled up a story about this.
Oh, wow.
The new Calabasas secondhand smoke ordinance, this is from back in early February, which would prohibit smoking in all public areas of the city, including parks, sidewalks, and outdoor businesses, will take effect by the middle of March. So we're approaching the date when this is actually going to start.
Mm-hmm.
Officials...
Then smokers in that town, if you choose to smoke, that's a great way to not pay taxes anymore because you're not being represented in government if you're a smoker. Therefore, you shouldn't have to pay any taxes.
I agree with that. The city council agreed to allow smoking in the following areas: private residential property, so Manwich, you still would be allowed to smoke your cigar on your back porch, other than housing used as child care or a health care facility where employees, children, or patients are present. Up to 20% of guest rooms in any hotel.
So if I have a kid, I can't smoke on my own property?
No, I don't think it says that. Other than housing used as child care or health care facility when employees, children, or patients are present.
Okay.
So if you are running a child care business out of your home, while the kids are there, you can't smoke.
Gotcha.
Up to 20% of guest rooms in any hotel or motel, so they'll still allow it there. Designated smoking outposts in shopping mall common areas that are at least 5 feet away from any doorway or opening that leads to an enclosed area. I don't know if you've seen these, but at some airports they have the smoking rooms where you could go in and actually smoke in those rooms. So they may actually have a corral for the smokers, essentially. Oh, you're a smoker? Okay, you have to go in here.
Free smoking zone.
Right.
The disturbing thing about this, all this, to me, is the fact that there's still no plausible evidence that secondhand smoke causes anything. It just doesn't exist.
That's right. As far as the deaths, the claim, the so-called 50,000 deaths from secondhand smoke,
which were discovered to be blatantly false, blatant lies.
And who created them?
The EPA.
Right. A government organization.
A government organization. Somebody you should not trust. But yet all the news organizations trust it.
But not merely even because they're a government organization, but because they stand to profit from providing that specific information. They stand to profit by saying, smoking causes cancer.
Now, how would they profit by that? They'd get in a bigger budget the next year or something?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay. I suppose that's
possible. I don't know. There have been all sorts of links. I mean, I don't have any of that. The links in front of me, I just know them from the top of my head. I mean, they stood to profit immensely from that decision.
The city, Calabasas, California, said it would relax the smoking ban at times when non-smokers aren't present in a public area. So they're claiming that if there's a smoking party going on outdoors, then I guess they'll give them a pass. So they're claiming. Of course, here they're also claiming that they're not going to enforce the law as it's written. And as it's written, you're going to possibly be facing jail time and a misdemeanor for smoking a cigarette as you're walking down the sidewalk in Calabasas, California. Who could possibly agree with this stuff? 800-259-9231. If you are an anti-smoking person, if you think this is a wonderful law, I want to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from STEM Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting STEM Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and STEM Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cost for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of STEM Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231, Friday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know it first if you're on the updates list. And you can get on it for free by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. I plan on sending an update over the weekend, as a matter of fact. Not only are we going to be removing an existing Shriner from the shrine and demoting her to the Hall of Shame,
dum, 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 dum.
We'll also be adding a brand new Shriner to replace her.
Who's that? Who's shamed?
I can't say. It's going to be a secret. You'll find out when it happens.
Okay.
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
I don't know.
I know. I know.
I get told these things.
So we're going to do that. And then also over the weekend, I think we'll put up an audio clip of my appearance from On Against the Grain this week as well. So all that will be going out via the update list at updates.freetalklive.com. And, of course, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. This is the show you can take control of, so let's go to the phones to Chris in Alaska. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, I'd just like to say I really like your show.
Oh, that's nice. What's on your mind?
I'm just a new listener, and actually I had to say one thing before I get to my question.
Sure.
Which is that I kind of joined the Libertarian Party this summer, but I really didn't do anything. But then I learned about their weekly meetings, and I went to that. And then today I wound up going out and getting registrations for people to the party. So it kind of happened really fast.
Wait, you went out and actually had registration forms for voting and signed up new voters? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Where did you do that at?
At the college here. It was second day in the party, and it was just really surprising.
Wow.
So. Very, very cool.
Jumping right into the fire of activism. That's cool, man.
Yeah.
The best way to learn it is just get out there and do it, Chris.
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
Now, Chris, you've been listening to the show how long?
I'd say about 2 weeks.
Okay,
Only the podcast, though.
Which one of us do you agree with?
You can take a little from one and take a little from someone else.
Everybody has one they agree with more.
I know. What is this, putting me on the spot?
Yeah, that's not fair, man.
Okay.
He's never called in before.
If you don't have an answer off the top of your head, then you don't really have an answer. Okay?
Obviously he doesn't agree with you if he doesn't like the fact that you put him on the spot. You can't, you know.
Silence. Man needs to talk.
So, Chris, what was on your mind tonight?
I had a question, but then you guys started talking about smoking, so I'd like to go into that.
Please.
Both my parents are smokers, and I'm only 18, so I've lived in my house the whole life with them.
Right.
And my best friend across the street, both of his parents are smokers. So we've been around it all our lives. And the way, like, the ads and stuff go, they make it seem like if you're in a smoking house, it's like you're going to be dead by your, like, 30 or something.
Yeah, that's what they want you to think.
Yeah, we have really nasty ads about that, even up here in Alaska. It's a pretty nice state, pretty free and all. But,
yeah, do you guys have any smoking bans up there at all?
No, actually. They're trying to push a smoking ban in bars, but that has not gone very well.
There's always somebody that's trying to push that. They're trying to push that in New Hampshire as well right now. In fact, they were New Hampshire House was supposed to vote on it yesterday, but they postponed it till middle or late March.
Yeah, so that's just a myth, though.
Yeah, it absolutely is. As Johnson was pointing out, the EPA just falsified numbers. They just out and out created numbers and lied about the amount of people that allegedly die from secondhand smoke every year.
Well, what they did, they didn't out and out lie.
No, they did out and out lie.
They took some numbers from people who die from lung cancer that don't smoke. But you have to take into consideration...
That's an out and out lie when you false and when you're talking about when you're at
they took some numbers so they
when you're being paid to do a scientific when you're being paid to do a scientific study, okay, and you are being paid to provide correct and accurate data and you falsify the data by purposefully skewing the results, you're a liar.
Let's call it a malicious manipulation.
I'm going to call it an out and out lie.
Fair enough.
Chris, I realize it's a lie, but it's, you know, out and out makes it sound like they just created, let's say there's 300,000 people that die.
There's an intention to falsify information. I call that a lie.
Okay. Well, it's good to see that hardline stance is serving you.
So, hey, Chris, one more question before you go. What's the marijuana situation up there right now in Alaska? I don't know if you're even aware of this, but I know that there's some sort of a semi-legal status that it has right now. Is that the case?
Oh, yeah. Our no-good Governor Murkowski, who gave the... one of our Senate seats actually to his daughter. He actually I forget how that worked, but he gave
it to her somehow.
Yeah,
okay.
So nepotism all the way.
Yeah.
But he wants to, a couple years ago they did medical marijuana, but now he wants to get rid of that.
What a jerk.
Yeah.
Hey, what is his explanation for that?
I have no idea. I think nobody likes him. He's like the worst governor ever.
Yeah, isn't he the guy that wanted to build some sort of a massive bridge?
No, that was
drill oil or something.
That was
we like the bridge idea up here.
You do.
No. Well, a little overblown. One of the bridges really has no value, but
that's the one to Ketchikan.
Really nice idea.
That's the one to Ketchikan.
You and I don't support the whole using government funds to do that. That's kind of
good to know, Chris. Stupid. We're glad you're out there listening to the show, man. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
We appreciate hearing you. 800-259-9231. What we're referring to is the Bridge to Nowhere, as it was dubbed, from Ketchikan, Alaska, to a small little island, I guess, nearby.
Forget
where
bridges.
A few people live. Now, I think there's
flying
airport.
Cars with vertical takeoff.
Yeah.
Spend your money there.
Right, and the bridge was going to be several million dollars, and it was going to be federal money, and I don't even know what's happened to it. For all I know, they probably got it.
If it was a great idea, somebody would build the bridge and charge money
yes,
for people
would.
To drive over it.
Yes. But there's only 50 people on that island, so it's probably a better idea to just have a ferry.
To me, the idea of a bridge at this point is such an it's such an antiquated concept. We have the technology for flying cars. Use the technology for flying cars!
Not as long as the FAA is around.
Ugh.
Not going to be happening.
I mean, why are we still building bridges? It doesn't make any sense. You know what it does? It clogs up the waterways for boats. That's what it does.
1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 800-259-9231. Since we were talking about marijuana in Alaska, get this. According to hammeroftruth.com, for those of you who aren't aware of the situation, the Marijuana Policy Project is pushing a statewide campaign to actually full-on legalize marijuana in Nevada. Now, this is a scary thing for the anti-drug people. For the drug warriors,
yes.
The ones that want to keep the drug war going.
Keep us safe.
The last time that they did this, I don't know if it was last year or the year before that, but they had the similar initiative on the ballot before where they were trying to legalize marijuana. The drug czar went over there personally and started, did a few speaking engagements, talking out against the initiative. There was a huge pro-drug war campaign that was waged, and now it's getting pretty dirty. It's really getting nasty. They have something that's going on that's called push polling, and this is something that I'd actually never heard of before. The group that's proposing the initiative has obtained a recording of a telephone poll that Nevadans are hearing when they answer their phones. It's an automated poll that phone rings, picks it up, and we can play it for you here in a little bit. The automated pollster lies to the voters about what the initiative would do, claiming that it would, quote, make marijuana available in grocery stores, in convenience stores, similar to buying a pack of cigarettes, when in fact the actual initiative would ban the sale of marijuana in convenience stores, grocery stores, dance halls, and gas stations. And they are just out and out lying about this stuff to people. They're trying to make it sound like if they pass this marijuana legalization initiative, that all of a sudden pot's going to show up in all kinds of different public purchasable locations. And it's just not true. They're going to pull out more dirty tricks, I have a feeling, because this is on November's ballot. 800-259-9231. It's really early for them to start doing this kind of stuff, being it's March. More coming back. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
for months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Whatever's on your mind goes, 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have live streams. Broadband version of the show is there, as well as a dial-up version. Both of them are totally free, so go get them at freetalklive.com. Still to come, you could get pulled over for good driving. Don't know if you're aware of that, but we'll fill you in on the details. Also, a few senators in Washington are proposing some sort of investigation into the health effects of playing video games with the, of course, intent of possibly banning or controlling them somehow. We'll give you the details on that.
I don't think there's a possibility about it. I think it's definitely what they want to do.
And, of course, whatever it is, it's on your mind. 800-259-9231. Right now, we're talking about Nevada, and there is... Well, there's an initiative on the ballot, which is pretty exciting. There's a group that's proposing the legalization of, and they're also proposing the regulation of, which is, this is what the Marijuana Policy Project does. They propose that marijuana be regulated instead of outlawed. And it's going on the ballot in November. It has, something similar to it has been on the ballot before in Nevada. It failed by a pretty close vote. And last time this happened, the anti-marijuana forces, the pro-drug war forces, were out in spades against this particular initiative. And now they're getting even dirtier. They're scared. In fact, here's the message from the Marijuana Policy Project. There are 243 days left until Election Day. Obviously, this is not accurate. But the Marijuana Policy Project's opponents in Nevada have opened fire, telephoning voters with outright lies about our ballot initiative to end marijuana prohibition. MPP recently obtained a recording of a telephone poll that Nevadans are hearing when they answer their phones. The automated pollster lies to voters about what MPP's initiative would do, claiming that it would make marijuana available in grocery stores, convenience stores, similar to buying a pack of cigarettes. Unlike what our opponents are saying, the initiative, which is already qualified for the November 7th ballot, would ban the sale of marijuana in convenience stores, grocery stores, dance halls, and gas stations, among other reasonable restrictions that the voters demand.
You know, that's actually kind of funny, because if people hear that poll and then see the actual text of the poll and read the text of the poll, they may be more likely to vote for the poll now.
Sorry.
They may be more likely to vote for the poll now because they think, well, this must be another different measure to ban it.
I don't know. Yeah, it could backfire.
It could absolutely backfire on them. That would be great.
Here's the actual phone message.
There is a proposal to legalize marijuana. This proposal will make marijuana available in grocery stores and convenience stores, similar to buying a pack of cigarettes. Do you support the proposal to legalize marijuana? Please press 1 for yes. Press 2 for no, and if you're undecided, please press 3.
Press
1 if you'd like your house shut down by the police tonight.
Well, now what will really...
How about you hang up your phone immediately when you hear a call like that?
What I'm really curious about is what the results were of this poll. I mean, I don't know if they were actually tracking the results, but wouldn't it be interesting that even with the blatant lie of the fact that they're the claim that they're going to put these things in convenience stores, which is, of course, not what the initiative is going to do, but even with that blatant lie, wouldn't it be interesting if they actually did over 50% of the people vote yes on that poll?
It'd be be kind of sad for them because then they just have to give up.
Yeah, yeah, you're right about that. Well, unlike what the opponents are saying, it would not ban, it would actually ban the sale of marijuana in those places.
It sounds like the biggest problem that I have with their proposal is that, in fact, it won't be sold in gas stations and liquor
stores. Yeah, I think that's pretty sad, actually. They're trying to eke it in. They're trying to nudge this idea by people. What the initiative would do is make Nevada the first state to permit the legal cultivation, distribution, and sale of marijuana to adults age 21 and older, and not just for medical use. Now,
which isn't going to change much because the federal law still means that federal agents are going to be raiding homes and stealing from people and jailing people against their constitutional rights.
Maybe so. If the MPP is smart, and I don't know, I haven't read the entire text of this, but hopefully they put some sort of provisions in there that, you know, say that we'll defend our own state's marijuana users and that they shouldn't be afraid of the feds, that the state will stand up for them, but I doubt they would put that in there. That'd be a good idea if they did. But anyway,
and you've got to take steps. You know, you can't just, it's just not going to all happen overnight. So
I mean, this would be earth-shattering if this would be huge news if this actually passed, which would be a biggest victory for the history of the marijuana policy reform movement. And as you can see, our opponents are willing to lie to stop it. And, of course, they go and they ask for campaign contributions. We don't know who's behind these calls that lie to Nevadans, which is an interesting point. The phone poll doesn't identify anything. It's just that voice asking that question, and that's it. It's just a misinformation.
Creepy.
It's just a total underhanded tactic on the part of the pro-drug war people. And they finally say, we're open and honest about what it is that our initiative would do, while our opponents are lying and lurking in the shadows. Could it be that our opponents feel that their arguments against our initiative just aren't strong enough to win the day? So best of luck to the Marijuana Policy Project and their affiliates there in Nevada, because that would be just a tremendous victory for freedom in America if they could actually win this come November. So there you go. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Of course, always game about talking about marijuana, but one thing that we love to talk about as well on this show is games, video games, because I'm a huge fan. I like playing video games, and I kind of get ticked off when the government's breathing down my neck about it and saying, well, maybe you shouldn't be playing so much. Well, not that I play very much. I don't play at all these days, but I really do like them, and I wouldn't like to see them banned, because I know there are a lot of young people that enjoy them, and a lot of people, I think games have really kind of expanded their demographic. I think people in their 30s and early 40s are now active gamers as well these days. So
I'm in my 30s. I'm an active gamer.
Yes, this legislation is going to affect a lot of people. What's going on, Johnson?
Okay, well, of course, this is coming out of where? Could you guess? Can you guess which state?
New York.
Yep. Hey! New York and Connecticut, actually.
The Constitution state.
Ho-ho! A handful of U.S. senators who are longtime foes of the video game industry took a first step Wednesday toward a future government crackdown. Democrats Joseph Lieberman of Connecticut and Hillary Clinton of New York and Dick Durbin of Illinois persuaded a Senate committee to approve a sweeping study of the impact of electronic media use to be organized by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or the CDC.
It doesn't really make much sense that they'd be doing it.
It doesn't.
Shouldn't they be studying, like, influenza or something?
Yep, but here's what they're trying to do.
Tuberculosis.
Yeah.
Here's what they're trying to do.
Here's some diseases, and make sure you keep those windows shut up there in Atlanta, too.
My personal opinion is it's because these particular liberal whack jobs are, in fact, insane. Even though the legislation called the Children and Media Research Advancement Act does not include restrictions, it appears to be intended as a way to justify them.
Yep.
That's because a string of court decisions have been striking down anti-gaming laws because of a lack of hard evidence that minors are harmed by violence in video games. Because they aren't.
So they're going to create some hard evidence.
Like the EPA created hard evidence that secondhand smoking kills people.
Yep, they're going to lie.
Let's get the details coming up. 800-259-9231. This is how it works. The government uses their stature, their respected stature, why people respect the government, I've yet to figure that out. But they're using their stature to control us and to get people to believe what it is that they're saying. We'll explain. 800-259-9231, and you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the map, the listener map. You go to map.freetalklive.com, and you'll see that hundreds of our listeners, over 900 of them, have added themselves to the Free Talk Live map of listenership. It's international, around the world. You punch in your location. You can add a photo of yourself, even a phrase to go along with your entry, and you'll be on our map, map.freetalklive.com. So talking about this story that you brought in, Johnson, you passed it off to me at this point, by the Center for Disease Control. They're looking at being funded. Hillary Clinton, Joseph Lieberman are looking at giving the Center of Disease Control $90 million to study, let's see, the impact of electronic media use. Now, why are they doing this? Well, because there's been a string of court decisions over the past few years.
Mm-hmm. Are you listening to us on your iPod?
Mm-hmm.
They're coming to get you.
Yeah. That have been striking down anti-gaming laws because of a lack of hard evidence that minors are actually harmed by violence in video games. So when one of these issues comes up before the court, the judge is saying, well, you know, I don't see any evidence here that your children are being harmed. I mean, you're claiming that they're being harmed, but there's no real evidence that shows this, so therefore I'm going to throw this case out. So
I hope there are some conservatives and libertarians who work in the CDC who make sure that this study, that they hand this study back to Joe Lieberman, Dick Durbin, and Hillary Clinton. I hope that they bring this study with a nice big red ribbon on it that says, We found no link. Sorry. Thanks for the $90 million.
I don't think that's gonna happen, because it seems to me I've always found it strange that it's the Democrats that are behind this anti-video gaming push. Because it really seems like they're trying to capture the family values segment by doing this.
Well, exactly.
Well, which is how the conservatives normally paint themselves. They normally paint themselves as, we're family values, and so now...
Have you not figured it out yet? They are the Republicrats and the Democrats.
No, I understand that.
They are one and the same.
That's why I'm telling you that I don't think you're going to be right, and that the CDC is going to come back and rule in Johnson's favor on this one. I think they're going to come back and say, yes, we have found several links between violence and video games, and you're right, Senator Clinton. We really need to have some anti-video game laws.
Well, except for the fact that there still are... Even though they both act exactly the same,
they
snipe a little bit. Get the feeling that they still hate one another. For no good reason, but they still hate one another.
Hey, but this isn't either one of their issues. You know, this isn't really a one-party issue.
Right.
This is sort of crosses
this
the boards.
Because they can
join
really,
together. Because there's a demographic segment that is basically unrepresented here. People below 35, which are basically your video game players, they don't vote much.
You know what's a really, really funny thing about this is? You're going to try and stop today's youth from playing violent video games? If you create a black market for violent video games, the market will flow around this so fast, it will spin their heads.
Yeah, and the games...
Games will
get more violent.
The games will get so much more violent and so much darker, it will destroy their brains. Because what will happen is, and I can tell you right off the bat exactly what would happen, the games would no longer be available in stores, and... Parents wouldn't, you know, there would be some parents who were restrictive and some who wouldn't. So what would happen is the kids would then find a way to modify their game systems so that they could download the games directly off the internet. They'd get them off of sites with porn advertisements on those sites.
Yep.
And kids would be trading these games like they, you know, traded cards back in the 80s.
And, of course, the politicians here act as though that it's going to be like magic if they just pass
sure.
this law.
Yeah, like they're going to just stop video games, just stop them from existing by passing some law.
And I can speak directly to most, you know, older men in the audience. You know kids in your school were trading porn at one point. Think about that.
They'll be trading illegal black market games.
Illegal black market games. And there'll probably be more porn video games.
Yeah, but you're right. They'll be linked. They'll become intertwined
sure.
because of the nature of the black market.
Yep. Underground, yeah.
Yeah.
Joe Lieberman boasts on his website that he held the first hearings on the threat posed to children by violent video games and strong-armed the industry into developing a rating system under threat of government action.
It's amazing here that we here at Free Talk Live can predict that what the government is trying to do is going to result in exactly the opposite of what they're saying they're
really
trying to
amazing.
Do.
It's not amazing. It's just how it always works.
Yes, it is how it always works.
It's just that nobody else talks about it.
Nobody else talks about it, but it's so blatantly obvious. This is what will happen. We're calling out.
He and Clinton introduced legislation late last year, and I don't think this has been voted on yet. They've introduced the legislation that would ban the sale or rental of any mature or ratings-pending video game to a minor. And Lieberman has singled out Rockstar's Grand Theft Auto for particular criticism. So go ahead. Ban video game sales to minors. And all they're going to do is what they do with alcohol today. You know, it's not going to be a totally black market product. It'll be a restricted product. And like with alcohol, they'll simply say, hey, big brother, can you go buy that new Grand Theft Auto game for me? Sure. You'll just find somebody of age to buy the product
Actually,
for you.
It's a little bit worse than that. Because what they'll really do is a huge market will be created to get all those games for free off the net.
Well, that's
completely illegal.
That market's there, and it'll expand.
It's there, right. But it will expand. I mean, if there's right now, there's not really a huge push. Games are they're inexpensive enough where, you know, even a kid is willing to go out and actually purchase that game. Now, if that game were completely unavailable in stores, you know, to minors, and you had, say there was some sort of identification system to try and get, you know, adults to identify, or a game registry, who knows what they're going to do. But the market would be there to get them for free and illegally off the internet.
Well, it's not going to be good. They're asking the CDC to, they're funding the CDC to find out if there's a connection between video games and violence. And of course, they're going to find out that there is. They'll make it up. They'll make up the statistics, and that will encourage more laws to be passed and will encourage the judges to enforce those laws. It's a sick, sick process, and it's happening right underneath our noses. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. We know it's a long way to Tipperary, but exactly how far is it? When I come back, I'll tell you how Ben Franklin would have counted the miles.
Bobby Likas here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all schedule maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
I don't know about Tipperary, but Ben Franklin could have told you all about the distance between stops on the first American postal routes. During his days as postmaster, Franklin invented an odometer for measuring distances along the Colonial Mail Trail, which stretched from Maine to Florida. The odometer, attached to the wheels of his carriage, calibrated the length of the journey by counting wheel rotations. Comparing several routes, Franklin mapped the fastest network and standardized delivery times. By the way, post offices in the 1700s were taverns, inns, and coffee houses. So mail carriers love Franklin's mile markers for lots of reasons. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Dean here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, well, support the show by shopping with us. We've got a partnership with Amazon.com, the largest internet retailer in existence. They carry almost anything that you can think of. If it's in a department store, it's probably at Amazon.com and much, much more, including furniture, baby stuff, electronics, you name it, the category's there. So here's how it works. You enter through our website at amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. That'll take you over to Amazon's main site, and then anything that you order at that point, we'll get a percentage of the order. It's like rewarding us for sending them the business. amazon.freetalklive.com. Still to come tonight, woman facing a fine. She's facing a daily fine for putting a Support Our Troops sign in her front yard. We'll talk about that. But, Manwich, you've got a warning for internet users.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, there's a new kind of virus out there that we need to be paying attention to. Email users are warned Thursday about a smarter form of fish and a virus that comes disguised as a threat of lawsuit. Now, a fish is a
Phishing email.
It's an email that tries to get you to do something dumb.
Right. Typically,
go to a website and give them your password.
Typically, phishing emails appear in the form of a PayPal, eBay, or a bank email where it claims, hey, we need to verify your information. Click here and put in your login info so we can check and check your security on your account or some sort of silly claim like that.
Those,
right?
Those particular type of spammers are called fishmongers.
Right. And when you actually
selling fish.
When you actually click on that link, then it takes you to their website, not actually eBay's website. It may look like eBay, but it's not really. You always have to check the URL, and then at that point, they've got you. Because if you put in your information, you're going to get scammed.
Oh yeah.
What I always do, and I take a lot of extra time that a lot of people don't actually do this, I just like to hassle them, so I will go to their website, like maybe sometimes. This is if I'm feeling just kind of, you know, bored and angry. I'll just go to their website, and I'll fill out, like, 30 or 40 real-looking addresses, so I waste about, you know, 4 or 5 hours of their time.
Well, but I won't even click it because then they know that your email address is legit. But let's get to what this new version of phishing is, so people know.
Sometimes I filled in, like, your mom would really not be very proud of you if she found out you're doing stuff like, you know, like I put things like that in.
But what's this new version?
What the security firm Micro World Technologies said the latest virus threat isn't hidden in a come-on-for-porn or get-rich-quick schemes, but instead a message from a supposed collection agency. Now, we always know that's trouble, those collection agencies.
Mm-hmm.
Threatening legal action on an unpaid debt that urges stunned recipients to click the fateful link for more information.
Ooh.
Fishmongers on the web have designed a new phishing technique that is less likely to be reported as spam as the user's internet service provider. According to RSA Security, the new fish uses a hidden redirect address that links to a live web address that contains a smart redirector. Not sure what any of this means.
Sounds complicated.
When the potential victim clicks on the link, the redirector checks all the related phishing websites, identifies which sites are still live, and redirects the user to one of them. These phishing emails look no different from any other, said RSA Senior Vice President. Whatever.
Essence,
Click on this if you get a letter from an email from a collection agency.
Right. If it's purporting to be a collections agency, just ignore them, like you would with any other collection agency, right? I mean, we got millions of people that are in debt in this country. Don't you think they typically call on the phone when they're looking for your money? Don't they normally do that?
They should. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I just want to put out a quick fact to the listeners. You know, if you see one of those links in an email, a lot of times what they have is an identifying number at the end of the link. If you remove that, you can still go to the site, and they won't know who you are if you cut and paste, and you edit the link so it doesn't have the identifying information.
If you want to screw
with
them. I would just say delete the email and move on with
your
life.
That's the easy way.
Hour number two is coming up. You take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
How would you...